For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. For years, the Thanksgiving schedule for so many of us has gone as follows. Family, football, feasting, and Friday. Black Friday, that is. The day we go shopping for that new TV at the unbelievable sale price. But this Black Friday comes amidst a pandemic. Suddenly gathering in hordes at the mall is an idea that gives you pause. For a look at how Black Friday might be different this year, we're joined now by Connecticut Retail Merchants Association President Tim Phelan. And Tim, I understand there was a Zoom meeting last week in which Governor Lamont said to your group that there was a, quote, black COVID cloud looming over Black Friday. The governor also reportedly told your group that it's up to retailers to police themselves rather than count on any outside help in terms of social distancing, in terms of having the proper directional flows going down aisles and such. So with that in mind, what special measures will state retailers be taking to enforce safety standards on a day that's usually not known for socially distant crowds?
Right. Before I get to that, let me just say the governor, we were very grateful for the governor's comments at our meeting last week. He was enthusiastic about retailers' ability to continue to operate under the current guidelines that he's put in place. And although he did mention that, you know, we're all nervous about what could be taking place over the next couple of weeks with this expansion and spike of unfortunately, of the virus, he was generally enthusiastic about our ability to be able to continue to operate the way that we have been. And I will say to your question directly, there are safe store guidelines that are in place, and retailers have been operating under those safe store guidelines since the reopen of the economy took place back in May. So we've continually work on fine-tuning that, things like making sure you have the right directional signs, things like making sure that you have proper barriers in place at point of sale transactions, so when transactions can take place, things of making sure that your employees are wearing masks and that social distancing is taking place in your stores, those types of things. And those will continue this holiday season. We'll continue to, ask politely as possible for customers to come into the store to wear masks. And we have found that up until this holiday season, people have generally supported those and have voluntarily wore masks. And there have been very few occasions in which retailers and customers have had issues over the wearing of a mask. So we're confident that that will continue as well. So for us, this holiday season, we're ready for it because we've been dealing with all these these guidelines that have been in place since May. So it's given us sort of a practice run for this time in which hopefully we'll see some heightened and increased business.
But one thing you don't typically see from May until Black Friday is the pictures we always see on TV, the rabid hordes gathered overnight to be first in line at the door, trying to get in. To what degree are Connecticut retailers going to try to discourage that?
Well, I'm not quite sure if we're going to see a lot of those because, quite candidly, over the years, the last 3 or 4 years, retailers have been moving away from those those really popular doorbusters type of sales, and we've been gradually moving away from that. And I think you're going to see less and less of that, if you see any of it at all, this season. It's more of a just might be open up early, but we're not going to have these fantastic only on Black Friday sales. Some cases, retailers have been offering sales in advance of Black Friday, and they'll continue to have those sales. They'll kind of roll it out throughout the holiday season to kind of spread out the crowd because they're sensitive to customers wanting to be able to shop in a safe manner. That is front of mind for retailers, and so I think because of that, they've made that adjustment in terms of how they promote a sale and how they encourage customers to come in and take advantage of the sale.
You know, the governor says he has not ruled out imposing additional restrictions on Black Friday. Did he say what those restrictions would be and under what circumstances he would impose them?
No, he didn't say that. I think the governor just sort of, you know, the message that we received kind of was, guys, you got to work together with us and work together with your customers to make sure this all works, and kind of we're all in it together approach. And he did say, and you know, as you mentioned, that it is up to us to enforce mask wearing. And but again, this goes back to, you know, May when we reopened, it was up to us to enforce mask wearing then. So we're kind of used to that, and we're hopeful and very confident that consumers in Connecticut are going to abide by these safe store guidelines on their part, because they're in on this. They have a lot at stake in this as well. So we're confident that our stores will be ready. We think consumers will have confidence coming into our stores that they're safe. And in the end, there won't be any more need for discussion on terms of changes to any of the capacity limits or guidelines that are in place.
I asked this question fully aware that it would be a pricey proposition, so I think I know the answer before I ask it, but I'll go ahead and ask it. Are retailers considering having some masks available in case people come to the door without them?
Yes, absolutely.
Ah.
I think that many of our members, both large and small, have masks available if customers come into the store and don't have one. Again, this goes back to the reopen back in May. We've been operating under these safe store guidelines that were put in place prior to us being open, and things like masks. So many times a retailer, well, not many times, but often, you know, a few times I've heard where customers will come in and they simply forgot their mask. It happens. A retailer will offer them a mask to wear in the store. And so that's what I think the governor refers to when he means, like, sort of we're all in this together. And that's why we understand that. So we're prepared for that.
I guess I didn't notice because I've been wearing my mask when I've gone out to a store. So I didn't really notice that they were giving out masks. So that's good to know. How exciting is this time of year for you? The night before Black Friday, are you a little charged like a 10-year-old expecting the radio flyer underneath your Christmas tree?
Well, no, my job is nothing compared to those folks that have the actual stores that they have to, you know, get ready and open. But it is, you know, it is the time of the year in which our members are really busy. So, you know, it's an important time of the year, and it does start with Thanksgiving, you know, day after Thanksgiving. But, you know, this year's a little different, as we said, from other years, and maybe it started already for some folks.
All right. Connecticut Retail Merchants Association President Tim Phelan, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.